This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell. Today's guest is Dr. Divya Joshi. She is the Chief Medical Officer at Miller Children's Hospital in Long Beach. Dr. Joshi has previous experience in both children and adult hospital and outpatient settings and is board certified in pediatric hematology oncology and in pediatric and adolescent medicine. Dr. Joshi strives to continue to create a system of welcoming and supportive care delivered to patients and families in inpatient and outpatient settings. Welcome, Dr. Joshi.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Total pleasure to be with you. Why is it so important to take our children to a children's hospital rather than a regular adult hospital?
Yes, that is a very good question that I think is important to understand the answer. Children are not little adults. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is they have very different emotional needs, intellectual needs, and a different physiology. And by physiology, I mean that a child's organ systems function differently than in adults. So they need different medical care and different attention. Mm-hmm. The best example that is, you know, easily understandable is if you use a common medication such as an antibiotic, pretty much every adult can use the same dose. The same antibiotic, if given to a child, the dose has to be based on the child's weight, which once again just expresses the fact that their bodies function differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, just knowing children's aspirin, the difference between that and a regular adult aspirin, tells you the world of difference.
Yes, absolutely. And so the training that physicians undergo who want to be pediatricians versus internists, in other words, doctors taking care of adults or grown-ups, is very different. And so a children's hospital has several benefits over an adult's hospital as it pertains to the care of children. Number one, the physicians and the nurses as well who work in a children's hospital have specific training to take care of children.
Mm-hmm.
But the other advantage is the entire environment. As you know, adults in a scary situation can try and reason with themselves. Children really cannot. They're much more dependent on an environment that is supportive. And mm-hmm. so a children's hospital has chairs that are, you know, smaller, so that children can sit in them. It starts with little details like that.
Mm-hmm.
The staff usually has psychological training to talk to children appropriately. We have child life therapists who will play with children to decrease and allay their anxieties.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It really is the entire environment, from the way the children are treated, welcomed, and cared for, mm-hmm. all the way to the obviously important medical care that they receive.
I know I feel better when I go into the children's portion of my dentist's office and there's all these wild colors and butterflies and fun things. You just feel like, oh, okay. This is good.
You know, as an adult myself, I don't understand why adult clinics and hospitals can't be more cheerful.
Absolutely. I think they're getting better with the art. The art used to be really dreadful, and at least they're coming up with the art. But I think you're right with colors and other forms of expression. We can make hospitals a little bit happier for everybody.
Yes, it's been shown, you know, scientific studies have shown that certain color themes have certain psychological responses in human beings, not just children.
Mm-hmm,
and then certain colors like orange make you very engaged and active,
mm-hmm.
and other colors can be more soothing. So it's just the entire approach, I believe, that is different. And, you know, more importantly than what I believe as an individual are the scientific studies looking
yes.
at how children do when they have been taken care of in a children's hospital that, once again, is geared to take care of children versus a regular non-children's hospital. The outcomes are better if children are taken care of in children's hospitals.
Absolutely.
And to me, I would say that that is the most important reason that any parent should be aware of, that children's hospitals are geared towards providing the best care for children, and the outcomes are better.
Now, Miller Children's is the leading medical home for kids and teens who have chronic and complex conditions. So let's get into this. What is a chronic condition first, and then later, what is a complex condition?
Yeah, that's an interesting distinction and something to really understand. A chronic condition is a condition that lasts for a longer period of time. So if somebody were to break their leg, that usually will heal and is mm-hmm. not a chronic condition. However, if somebody has diabetes, which unfortunately nowadays is getting more common in children,
yes,
that is a lifelong condition. You have diabetes once, you really have it for the rest of your life. So that is what a chronic condition would be.
May I stop you there? Because I've always wondered this. Does chronic mean it will never be cured, or can it only be managed?
Well, yeah, that's a subtle difference indeed. Let me give you an example. Cancer used to be thought of as an acute condition that can be managed.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, in children, can be cured, and then you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we are finding, and I'm speaking as a pediatric oncologist here, is that cancer really seems to be more of a chronic disease. So to answer your question, the disease can be cured and managed in the short term, which
mm-hmm.
is the acute disease aspect of it. But on the other hand, there are consequences from the disease itself and from the treatments, which can be very harsh,
yes,
that last a lifetime.
Okay.
So sometimes, you know, chronic can mean different things. Usually what physicians and staff mean when they say chronic is a condition that has longer-lasting consequences.
Okay, thank you for that. Now I'll let you get into what a complex condition is.
Yes, a complex condition. I am not aware of a scientific definition, but typically complex means that either several organ systems are affected,
mm-hmm.
or several specialists are required to take care of this child. An example for a non-complex condition, once again, might be a simple fracture that just requires an orthopedist and a cast. Broken leg could, however, also be more complex if the consequence is that it requires maybe a neurologist's attention if a nerve has been damaged,
mm-hmm.
that it might require a physical therapist to increase use of that leg. So another maybe clearer example of a complex condition would be, like I said, cancer, would be diabetes, would be cystic fibrosis. Basically, several organ systems are affected and several specialists are required to provide good care.
Okay, understandable. That care can be in a hospital. It can also be in a general pediatrician's outpatients clinics, which are considered medical homes for kids with chronic conditions, correct?
Yes. The term medical home is relatively new, and I think the first time I heard it was just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The concept is that if a child has a condition that is complex and or chronic and requires multiple specialists to manage, it can be very difficult, and I'm sure many parents know this firsthand, it can be very difficult to coordinate all these visits. So as an example, if a child has diabetes and needs to see the diabetes doctor, the endocrinologist, might need to see a dietitian,
mm-hmm.
might need to see a psychologist, might need to see a cardiologist.
Mm-hmm.
That can be daunting for a family to coordinate all those appointments and maybe
sure.
have to drive to four different offices.
Mm-hmm.
So the consequence of those different visits then is that sometimes, unfortunately, parents might hear one doctor say one thing and the other doctor say another. And that is very difficult for patients and for families,
yes.
because it is very confusing and the disease is complex enough as it is. So what a medical home does is it typically, ideally, is the primary pediatrician's office.
Okay.
And that primary pediatrician is in touch with all the players, all the specialties taking care of their patient, and can communicate in a unified voice what the plan would be, can help to coordinate the care, can help to make appointments,
mm-hmm.
can just streamline the process for the family.
And we want to thank you so much, Dr. Joshi, for taking the time to talk to us today about so many of the health concerns we all share when it comes to our children. I wish we had another 6 hours. I mean, we could go on and on, but it's so good to know that you and your staff are providing wonderful care to so many in Long Beach and beyond.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
It's been a real pleasure to have you, and we learned a lot. I'm Deborah Howell. Please join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Be involved in your children's care. Have a great day, everybody.